Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. A lot of breaking news. Fox reporting Thune and Cornyn are the survivors after the first ballot. If that's true, this is a another bad situation here with these senators as far as getting things lined up. Not as bad as McConnell, but not good. Neither one of these guys are what Trump voters, Trump supporters, what this election was all about, particularly Cornyn. My God. I don't know how the guy got elected in Texas. I've never understood that. So we'll give you a report. I would predict we're going to have a majority leader sometime during the show today. And it's not the guy. Look, I've interviewed Rick Scott several times. Even he's not necessarily as conservative as you might like, but he's close to that. He's almost there. Those of you that wanted to honor Scott Presler and others, major breakthrough today. We're working on something and we got the venue. Now it's just a question of getting Scott Presler and the others that we're going to honor the Mount Rushmore. And listeners will be able to come during my show is the plan. Meet with them. There'll be drink, food, the whole thing. So
the entire Mount Rushmore?
Well, I haven't asked the others yet. Yeah. Hopefully they'll come. But I have two or three
gotcha.
In the pocket. I'm just waiting on Scott Presler, who is so much in demand. So the Senate vote underway. We're underway. That's why it was on my mind with Scott Presler. A couple of other things. Guy Shiraki is a tremendous resource today. He's got, he just sent me a message. I did see that Ryan Boyer, the head of the very powerful building trades, he came on the show and all hell broke loose because he came on my show, that type of thing. Sent the message to Bob Casey publicly yesterday. Yo, knock it off. Stop this. Bob Casey not listening. He's close to 29,000 votes. Okay? And over in Bucks County, where we always hear about those smart people, educated, affluent, Bucks County, right? The deadly duo there, Diane and Bob Harv, Harv DeGrace, Harvey. Have said they're just going to count any ballot that comes in any way, shape, or form that they want. The same people that wouldn't let you vote, that shut everything down. Someone messes up their ballot. The courts have already ruled in this, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Legislature gets to set this. They don't care in Bucks County. They're counting them. They're desperate. So Guy reports that Ryan Boyer, the head of the building trades, another factor, his brother apparently is Omar Sabir, who is, if not the lead, close to that, Philadelphia City Commissioner. The vote. So it's a shot across the bow of Bob Casey. Is this election denialism? Look, I gave Casey grace to go after this because it's got to be heart-wrenching. I don't care who you are, right? But the bottom line is it's reached a point now where they're just throwing anything at it. Guy says that in court, his lawyers are actually arguing for the following votes to be counted. Ballots of non-registered voters. What? What's the whole idea of registering? Unsigned mail-in ballots. I told you about the courts on that. Mail-in ballots without dates. Ballots cast in a county where the voter doesn't live. What the hell? What the heck? Yeah, throw some of those Philadelphia votes over there. They don't live out there. We're counting them. This has gone on as we speak. What a farce. It is election denialism. It's fair to say that. And the place to go with this, look, Casey is yesterday's news. The place to take the force where Republicans ought to go with this is right across the bow of Josh Shapiro. What does he say? What does Josh Shapiro think about this? Al Schmidt and I have been talking. I might ask him to come on. Let me write that down. What does he think about this in his role as Secretary of State? Now, he doesn't have a formal role here. This is at the county level. That's true. But as somebody, and it's at 0.4, which would make it a mandatory recount if Casey wants to continue to do this. Can you imagine this going on forever here? And these are the very same people out in Bucks County that attack Trump routinely. What the heck is wrong with these people in the suburbs that you elect people like this? They went out of their way to try to stop people voting mail-in ballot in person in Bucks County. And now they're going out of their way to count every vote. It makes no sense. Yes, it does. They're progressives. They don't care. They're in power. They're going to do what they want. Philadelphia Inquirer doesn't seem to have any dog in this fight. It's stunning. And when you bring in Mark Elias on the Casey side, that's the all-time Darth Vader of this whole process. So we have all that going on. And we're not sure if George Paquetta was the attorney for the Elon Musk case. We kind of hope he is. Maybe. No, he's not? Okay.
No, I don't think so.
All right. Whoever it was for Elon Musk, the judge basically said to Larry Krasner, get the hell out of here. He went through a long thing today saying, really, you brought this against Musk as an illegal lottery? It doesn't make even, I don't know if he said a first-year law student wouldn't do it. He doesn't care. Because it's not about rule of law with Larry Krasner. It's about one thing. Uh-oh. John Thune has just become the new Senate Majority Leader. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Here we go. Not as bad as Cornyn. There we go. Now, I asked the Dave McCormick person, I guess this is a secret about it. Shouldn't. We ought to know whatever who every senator voted for. So Thune now becomes the new Senate Majority Leader. I wouldn't say he's the biggest antagonist of President Trump. What did these people think this election was about? Was it about them, these Republican senators? Or did they get pushed over the finish line because of the Trump popular vote win? Isn't that what it's about? Who does John Thune really represent? South Dakota. Yeah, but I mean, what part of the Republican Party? Does he represent the vast number of the Republican Party in this election? No, I don't think so. So Thune wins the seat after two ballots. I told you that Scott got knocked off in the first ballot, then Cornyn. We'll see how Dave McCormick voted. He was able to vote. I don't know who else we'd be able to ascertain. I guess they could say, well, after Scott got knocked off, well, why didn't you vote for him on the first ballot then? So Thune, not much of a background that I can tell you. He's always up there as the most attractive senator over the years, that kind of stuff. Occasionally dabbles. He'd be the VP choice. I don't see how. He's a backbencher, to put it mildly. And that's who they elected. Again, these Republicans, in the face of all that we've said and all that we've seen. So is he going to be Mitch McConnell? No, he's not going to be Mitch McConnell. But you would think there would be more synergy here. And Scott, even though not perfect, would have been a good fit. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210.
2924.
All right. Oh, God. So Cornyn got 24 votes. I got to know if Dave McCormick voted for Cornyn. We're getting along great with him, but I mean, that would be...
I know I'm seeing a different... Actually, Colin Ruggs reporting. Rick Scott was eliminated in the first round seeker voting. That vote total was Thune 23, Cornyn 15, Scott 13.
Okay. Yeah, the secret voting stuff, doesn't fly here. Oh, it's the secrecy of the ballot. Not in a public position like this. Now, we ought to know who voted for whom. And then it gives you a sense of things. Now, Scott Jennings, I'm going to play it for you, did a great job yesterday. First, he unveiled a Hulkamania shirt underneath his suit jacket, etc., on CNN. He offered a defense that was great of Pete Hegseth. We'll play that in a moment. But Scott Jennings on CNN, who I really want to get on, this guy has really become the rising star articulating in a hostile room there. He apparently is making moves. He wants to be press secretary. I would be fine with that. I like that choice a lot. I'll tell you why. Because Jennings has been an elected official. He's conservative, but he's not throwing grenades all the time. And yet, when the media just goes anti-Trump derangement syndrome, this guy fires back in a very hostile place on CNN incredibly effectively. I hope that Trump considers Scott Jennings as press secretary. No word on what Hulk is being considered for. We'll get to that down the road, I think. But tonight I'm going to introduce Rich and Jimmy Failla. And I have a job in mind for Jimmy Failla based upon the Hegseth thing. I'm not going to say it now. You got to be there tonight. We'll repeat it tomorrow. It's a cabinet position he'd be perfect for. Think about it. You could probably connect the dots and hit me on Twitter. All right, 855-839-1210. Here's Scott Jennings making the case against Hegseth. This is Cut 7.
If Marco Rubio does, in fact, become Secretary of State, we're going to need a new senator from the state of Florida, and we need someone with Rubio's national security credentials. Now, there's one Floridian who can do it. He stood up to the Russians and the Iranians in the 1980s when he defeated the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov, two of America's most lethal foes. He is a real American. He fights for the rights of every man. He knows that courage is the thing that keeps us free. Ladies and gentlemen, I announce Ron DeSantis, get on it. Hulk Hogan for U.S. Senate. And what you going to do, Chuck Schumer, when Hulkamania runs wild on you, brother?
All right, got to leave it there, everyone. Thank you very much.
All right. He also talked about Pete Hegseth and the backlash that he was receiving. Here's one of the reasons why it's going to be a tough grilling in the Senate. This is Cut 13. Here's Hegseth. And I think this was on a podcast with a Navy SEAL who has a podcast. Here's what he said he thinks about women in combat.
I'm straight up just saying we should not have women in combat roles. It hasn't made us more effective, hasn't made us more lethal, has made fighting more complicated. We've all served with women and they're great. Mm-hmm. It just, our institutions don't have to incentivize that in places where not traditionally, over human history, men in those positions are more capable.
All right, now we've had Pete on. We met him when the Van Drew thing happened, Dan and I, at the convention center in Wildwood. It looks a lot younger in person than you'd think on TV. I don't know, it's a hairstyle or whatever. Much different. And the bottom line is that he brings a lot to the table. What you will have is a deputy, though, who might be more the small print guy. With the money being spent, those kinds of things, making decisions around that. But as far as a face of America's warriors, this is a great choice. Andy McCarthy knows him well. They're friends. He's going to be here at 2:00 to make the case of why he thinks it's an outstanding choice. Now, this is the biggest, I would say, out-of-the-box choice that Trump has made. Others have been different, like I'm still not Kristi Noem with Homeland Security, but a lot of them have been more mainstream effective than even Rubio. John Fetterman approves of them. Okay, Henry and I have concocted an interesting side question today because I think it was yesterday, was the birthday of Charles Manson, really big time villain. You know what he wanted to do by those murders, the craziness, how this guy was able. And there is something about the eyes. You know, they say that about a lot of people. But I talked to somebody who interviewed him, and he said, yeah, the eyes, there is something there. It's incredibly diabolical. This is a hard one. We are looking for today an underrated villain. meaning anybody can call in. There's a gazillion billion villains out there. We're looking for a villain, though, that might be more subtle, or you see why this villain is so villainous. That's what we'd like to hear. Henry, I'll start with yours on this as we were talking. I got one that we talked about yesterday, but you
can
yours.
Really want to set the tone here with the underrated part of these villains. So the first one I'm going to do here is Cal Hockley from the movie Titanic.
Okay.
Played by Billy Zane. If you remember when the ship's going down,
he
just picks up that kid. Gets in the boat, he's like, this is my kid, I gotta get out of here.
I don't know if he had a tuxedo on, too, with a full tuxedo at one point there, yes.
Yeah, women and children only, nope, I'm bigger than you, I'm better than you, I'm more important. This is some kid I'm pretending is mine, we're getting on. The other one I'm going to do is Uncle Frank from Home Alone. If you remember Uncle Frank, he called Kevin a little jerk and a nosy little pervert.
Yeah, exactly.
He was ungrateful that his own brother was paying for his whole family to fly to Paris.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy was unbelievable. A complete villain.
He's an underrated villain.
Yeah, every time that movie comes on, I'm like, God, that Uncle Frank, what a jerk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, that's a lot of study in that. I'm going to let those sit for a moment. We'll give Dan a chance to think of
I got one for you now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this one comes from a movie that me and Maisie watch way too often. But, Dom, it's something I'm glad that you're not like her in any way because we're kind of in a similar industry. It's Miranda Priestly, the main character from The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah,
horrible person. And not remembered as one of an all-time villain. She deserves it. I'm going to take a layered villain off the board. How about that? Stringer Bell from The Wire.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's not an anti-hero. He's a villain.
He's a villain.
Yeah,
and, but there's
no anti-hero there.
There's a lot of like folds and wrinkles to his story.
Yeah,
that are interesting.
No Marlo Stanfield?
I was going to say Marlo Stanfield, but I was going to leave that one for you, brother.
All right. Let's
try. He's not underrated. I mean, I think we see Stanfield as just cold-blooded. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stringer Bell, though. Yeah, it doesn't compare. I'm going to take Alonzo Harris off Denzel Washington. I think that's the only Academy Award for best actor he has. I'd have to look it up. He's on our mind. We told you yesterday he's going to be retiring. The stuff that guy goes through, the stuff that he does, the manipulations in Training Day, wow. That is just...
If it wasn't for me, you'd all be playing basketball in Pelican Bay.
Yeah, I'm going to put a... What did he say? I'm going to put a book on every one of you?
Yeah.
So that's how it is. All right. 858 puts a cigarette in, bleeding, the whole thing.
Yeah.
He's been shot
it's
got
quite
shot
a scene.
And he's still put the cigarette. And Snoop Dogg, as he chases him with the stuff in his mouth, the drugs in his mouth. Oh. All right, so John Thune, new Senate Majority Leader. Oh, goodness. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Hit us on the side question, everything else. At 1230, we'll talk with Michael Whatley. What does he think of the Casey situation from the RNC? We have Mike Huckabee, newly minted ambassador to Israel, still has to be confirmed. That is a great choice. And Andy McCarthy, and who knows who else might show up as the news develops. 855-839-1210.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to what I say.
How about I just go eat some hay? I can make things out of clay and lay by the bay. I just may. What do you think?
All right, Shooter McGavin. Yes, that's a good underrated villain.
Fail.
That's the today's side question. So this situation with John Thune tells me that potentially these Republican senators might not vote for Pete Hegseth. You got to face that now to be defense secretary. I can't imagine any Democrat that's going to vote
for him. So it comes down to just a few rhinos here and there that might go this and say, no, this guy's not qualified, hasn't had the extent, hasn't had that level. Then we'll have open warfare with Trump and the Senate again. That's where it will go. Again, these guys, they're, you know what they're doing? They're flexing and saying, we're the Senate. We want good relationship with Trump, but we decide things in our own way here in the Senate. That's the way that it works. And we think Thune, ultimately, and even Cornyn, those are the two that lasted. Those are the two guys that represent the Senate, not a guy like Rick Scott. Now, how much money was promised and favored projects and all that? That's why this shouldn't be a secretive ballot. Now, I don't know if we'll get Dave McCormick on. I'm going to be interested in finding out how he voted. The other day, he talked about a radical change in the interview. He said that's what the Trump thing is about. Well, Cornyn certainly doesn't represent that, and I don't think Thune does either. This represents the Senate saying this is the way it goes in the Senate. We've waited our turn, and this is what you're going to get. And we'll try to work with Trump, but he's not going to pick who is the majority leader. And I would get that, okay, if there were somebody here that had a track record that was more in sync with the values that were voted for in this election. Cornyn certainly doesn't. And Thune is marginal at best. Even Rick Scott is not overwhelming, but it's the best out of this. Okay, we'll deal with it. But we ought to know how these people voted. I mean, this stuff of a secret ballot when you're in a public position, you know, these guys are not cardinals. Well, by the way, I think we ought to know how cardinals vote. I'm sick of, you know, the stuff they do with the papacy. How in the world they got, case in point, you came up with John Paul? You got to be kidding me. You're not telling me anymore. This is inspired by God and whatever. You know what? You can do what you want in the Catholic Church, but stop it already. You know, and I know how political that is. That's exactly what these guys are. They're not kidding anybody. It's like they're running for president. So they can put on that false front. Well, this is the same thing. Tell us how you voted. Tell us why you couldn't vote for Scott. This is who Trump wanted, more in sync. Well, Scott is a newcomer. Thune's been there with McConnell forever. All right. So, you know, and this is an overwhelming election, the popular vote, how the needle was moved in all these places. Will Thune work with Trump? On paper, he will. It won't be like McConnell. But that doesn't mean that this is a good thing. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Joe.
Dom, you read Henry's crib notes on my tirade with him.
Oh, okay.
This is Pelosian. Here's what I like to see Trump do. And he probably won't do it at the outset, but I like him, by the process of elimination, knowing who voted for this. I'm sure he will at one point know who didn't vote for it and call them out as rhinos. I mean, didn't we learn anything from the last 4 years? We got everything under our control now, and you're going to blow it. You're going to want to do things behind closed doors. And yeah, it is like a cardinal vote for the Pope. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
got everything.
Again, I know there are rules and all this, but look, this is not the individual voting, secrecy and all that. Stop it. This is a public vote. You're in public office with a lot of power and money. You have to stand up and say who you voted. We're going to continue to ask Dave McCormick. I mean, he's the only one, so I don't want to single him out because he's willing to talk with us versus these others.
Dom, it's the accountability we've been begging for.
Yeah.
You know, Pelosi, you got to sign the bill before you find out what's in it. You know, no. Here's our chance for a monumental change. And these idiots are blowing it again. Call them out as rhinos. Call them out. Whoever didn't vote is a rhino. Whoever voted against it is a rhino.
Yeah. Well, look, Thune is not horrible. It's not Mitch McConnell. Cornyn got all those votes. That's even more distressing. But in the end, they want to die on the hill with Thune. When it's obvious that Trump is behind Scott and the election is just behind us, who's your underrated villain?
I got to go, being he's from my state and he ruined everything, including the education process, Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. Yeah, that's he doesn't get the full just dessert. I'll take LBJ off the board. I always go with that with Woodrow Wilson. By the way, speaking of Jersey, guess who is up to be the head of the DNC? He's one of the final three contenders. The King of Hair. That's where he wants to land next.
Why, Phil Murphy. Why would they go for Phil Murphy?
Well, he's seen as more of a moderate.
Really?
He's going to bring them money. Probably bring them, say, I'll give you $10 million. He's got $100 million plus. Tammy Murphy will get in there, too.
Oh, man.
Well, it's either that or people that are more radical that also lost. So we got to have Phil Murphy to kick
around. I'm okay with it. If I'm standing in their shoes, there's no way I'm going after Phil Murphy.
Phil Murphy's the hot guy.
There's nothing that guy's appealing.
Oh, my goodness. All right, 855-839-1210. Michael Whatley, the head of the RNC, next.
Teeth?
Lot to unpack with him. And then we'll talk with Mike Huckabee, new ambassador to Israel. Hey, it's important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of that tap is crystal clear, all natural water. Not only is it the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They'll put 46 years of experience to work for you. Customer service, they live. Our guy, Dwayne, who's come out several times. Attention to detail. They get fired up showing you the before and after. The impurities out of your water. This is a free test, too. Contact Martin Water Conditioning today. They'll take great care of you. Click on martinwater.com or 800-887-7555. Tell him Dom sent you, 800-887-7555. All right, Dom Giordano show. Apparently chaos at the White House that Trump and Biden were joking about the hounding reporters, both of them together. Oh. All right, joining us to take a victory lap and then to start running again is the head of the RNC, RNC Chairman Michael Whatley, who helped to lead the charge to victory. Chairman, hearty congratulations to you. Thank you for all the great work.
Well, thank you. I tell you, you know, it was obviously an unbelievable campaign. And I think the results in Pennsylvania, the results around the country are truly going to allow Donald Trump and Republican majorities in the House and the Senate to transform this country. Really, truly a unique opportunity here to take this country from a very wrong track direction that we're going in today and to be able to shift it to the right. I think, honestly, an opportunity to move the country like we saw Ronald Reagan do after he won back in 1980.
Yeah, exactly. So, Chairman, one observation I thought I kind of buy into, but you would know better, you're right in the hub of this, is instead of some of the usual campaigning, the Trump focus, the campaign, I mean, was on turning supporters into voters. I always wonder, these people spend a lot of money, the merchandise, they go to the rallies even, or they put signs out on their lawn, but then they don't vote. That doesn't matter, all that stuff. And the effort to find them, mail-in ballot, et cetera, and get them to vote worked very well.
It did. You know, a huge focus of ours was getting out new voters and low propensity voters. We knew that they were Republicans. We knew that they would support Donald Trump if they voted, and making sure that we could dynamite them off the couch. And the other thing that we did was we took our base voters who are out there every cycle who are out there for us and got them to become activists and asked them, go find 5 or 10 people that you go to church with, that you work with, your friends, your family members, and get them to vote. And really, truly kind of energized the grassroots in a way that we've not done before.
Now, the other part of this was the election integrity, which we see what Bob Casey's doing right now here with Mark Elias. Chairman, I'm on the ground here in Philadelphia. Casey's been called out even by the head of the building trades, a real powerhouse here. And that guy's brother is one of the Philadelphia commissioners in charge of voting. He wrote a public open letter telling Casey essentially to cease and desist. But this is the Democrat tactic. Bucks County, again, is doing this. They're down 29,000 votes. It's mathematically close to zero or zero. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we're terribly disappointed in Bucks County. And, you know, I've been on the phone with attorneys, you know, making sure that we're ready to file a lawsuit there. You know, and if any other county decides that they're going to take these ballots, which are not supposed to be counted, I mean, we have a federal court decision. We have a state court decision from the state Supreme Court that say that these ballots should not, cannot be counted. And if they try and count them, we're going to be all over it again. I think that, you know, look, Dave McCormick right now is in the Senate going through orientation. He just cast a ballot today for the Senate Majority Leader. He is fulfilling the functions of a senator-elect from Pennsylvania. And Bob Casey, you know, needs to thank the Pennsylvania voters for a great run, and he needs to stand down. This is ludicrous that they are even in there with Democratic, you know, political folks and lawyers trying to find a way to steal back this election.
Chairman Whatley with us from the RNC. Usually the year after the presidential election, we know there are two big races. In some years, it's like, we'll concentrate on them. But boy, this year, governorship in New Jersey and Virginia, two potential swing states. I wanted to ask you, if you had to look, which one? I thought Virginia was more of the swing state, maybe. But then the fervor of people showing up at the polls in Jersey that has really suffered. There's been no relief in Jersey, so maybe they're pent up. What do you think? Which one is the bigger target?
Well, I think the fact that we just moved New Jersey to a 5-point margin in this presidential election is absolutely seismic. You know, and I had a conversation with the members of the New Jersey delegation earlier today, and they are so excited about the potential that we have, you know, going into that race and into that state. And in Virginia, you know, Glenn Youngkin showed us the way. In 2021, we were in a pretty dark place as a party. And, you know, we were coming off of the 2020 election cycle. And he really was a beacon of hope for the Republican Party and showed us how you can win in what had become a reliably blue state of Virginia. Really, really close this time around. And, you know, we had a really good statewide candidate in Hung Cao who, you know, I'm very proud of the effort that he was able to put together here. So I'm very bullish on both of these races. And I think, you know, we're going to hit the ground running in terms of us at the RNC working with the Republican Governors Association, working with the House leadership. You know, we just had President Trump over meeting with the House leadership. We had a fantastic conversation with those guys. And I really, you know, I'm glad that we're in a position right now to start moving the president's agenda. That needs to happen. And from our perspective on the election side, we're going to start immediately getting ready to go to defend these majorities and grow them.
Yeah, without a doubt. You are a real data guy, drill down guy. I think that's why you were such a natural choice on this. What is it? What nugget did you take away from election night that you go, wow, did we really do that? Maybe it surprised you a little bit. We knew Latinos were moving toward Trump. But what is it that surprised Michael Whatley a bit?
So a couple things, right? And obviously, like you mentioned, we saw the Hispanic vote come our way. We saw the Black vote come our way. And we expected that, right? Because the president really, truly had been working to communicate directly with those folks. We'd gone into urban and inner cities where we spent just a lot of time, you know, having the conversations with those voters. I think if there's two things that I would say, one is the Native American vote. 57% for Donald Trump. That's the first time we've had a Republican candidate win there. And the fact that the women, the female vote was only a 5-point margin for Joe Biden. And the president did substantially better than he did in either of his first two runs or, you know, what we saw, you know, from John McCain or Mitt Romney. Really exciting to see the women vote the way that they did, you know, for him, because we had been told time and time and time again, you're going to get absolutely drilled, you know, in that vote. So I think the fact that we've got the popular vote is just a really neat thing to kind of punctuate the fact that this guy has a common sense mandate to move forward with, you know, his agenda to make America great again.
I was shocked with that. On election night, I don't like to jinx anything. I'm still thinking, no Republican in my lifetime, Michael, is going to win the popular vote. It just shocks you, you know, and that's why the Electoral College is always there. But in some of these places like California, New York, was there one principal issue or was it fed up with the whole thing that's going on?
You know, it really came back to the issues that we had polled throughout the course of the campaign. Number one, it's the inflation. Mm-hmm. It's the economy. It is gasoline prices, grocery prices, housing prices were unacceptably high, 20%, 25%, 50% higher than they were 4 years ago because Kamala Harris cast those tie-breaking votes. And so that was issue number one. Issue number two was illegal immigration. Fentanyl and migrant crime absolutely dominated sectors of the community where there's just no way around it. And Kamala Harris saying at the last minute, "Oh, I'll get serious about the border." It didn't wash. She was the border czar. She led the administrative charge. And when you take those two together, along with the president's relentless campaigning and his focus on directly communicating with every American voter, really gave him a built-in advantage. And, you know, there was a time after they pushed Joe Biden off the stage where her numbers went up. Her media honeymoon was unremarkable. Yeah, I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And they raised $1 billion in 3 months. And through all of that, once we came out of Labor Day and this race settled back down to the fundamentals and the voters started paying attention to it the way they do always coming out of Labor Day, you could see that's when the president started surging because people understood Kamala Harris was going to double down on every one of the failed policies from the last 4 years. And Donald Trump was relentless in saying, "I am going to restore the southern border. I'm going to rebuild the economy, and I'm going to ensure that we are strong enough to protect our interests, you know, at home and abroad."
Yeah, you probably weren't part of that. You're in another lane. But kudos to the people that spent $32 or $33 million on Harris's position on surgery for transgendered boys and girls sports, because I think that issue was the portal. It was a tell to how radical she and the Democrat Party are.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think, you know, the fact that we were able to kind of capitalize, you know, on sporting events as the you know, primary place where we wanted to place those ads and really, truly make sure that people understood, hey, this is not right. You know, this is something, and people really, truly saw it at that point in time. It was, you know, a very intelligent, non-traditional approach to kind of get that message in and get that in front of people that it really mattered with. So, you know, all in all, could not be happier with, you know, the amount of, you know, advertising that we were able to put. It was all led on target, very, very efficient. We spent a lot less than Kamala did, and we got a lot more for it.
You certainly did. Now, not looking for volunteers, I guess, so you always are, but soon it's going to ratchet up. Where would you tell people to stay in touch to go?
Yeah, GOP.com is going to be kind of our hub for the time being. And, you know, we're going to obviously on DonaldJTrump.com make sure that all the announcements in terms of the inauguration and what's happening with the transition and the president's picks for the cabinet and all of that information is going to be out there. But before I let you go, I do have to say this. Your show and shows like yours and your listeners are a huge reason why Donald Trump is the president-elect and why we have a Republican House and a Republican Senate come back. You know, we saw the mainstream media throughout the course of the last, you know, 9 years have never been more biased in their coverage. You know, during this last cycle, 90% of the coverage for Kamala Harris was positive. 90% of the coverage on Donald Trump was negative. If we had just relied on mainstream media, there's no way we would have been able to win. And we went out and we worked very hard to cultivate new channels of communications, you know, things like Elon Musk and the interview that we did on X, 2 billion listeners. You know, the fact that we went on Joe Rogan and did podcast after podcast. But the bedrock of our communications has always been conservative talk radio. And folks like you and your listeners are absolutely critical for our coalition to win this thing. And I want to just thank you, and I want to thank your listeners for being there and being rocks and supporting this candidate and all of our Republican candidates up and down the ballot.
Well, thank you. And really, you were the most appropriate guy for this job from early on. We knew it, and you fulfilled it. Just one thought you can pass on to the powers that be. Talk radio can be more helpful, too. I like the idea of putting ABC, NBC, and CBS in the back of the room at the press conferences. Put some of the podcasters and the talk radio people up there in front. We'll ask pretty good questions, and there'll be a lot of identification with that.
I have a strong suspicion that those conversations are already underway, and I would not be surprised to see some major changes in the way that that press room is going to be operated.
Absolutely. Chairman, thank you so much. Thanks for coming on today. We're here anytime you want to stop on by.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley. You heard that, Henry. I've been pushing that for quite a bit. Put us in the front room there. Right in the front. I'd like to do a KGP. Who are these guys? You know, what the hell is
I'd
this?
Love to see that more
oh,
than anything.
Oh, man. Just a constant rapid fire. No, you can't leave. That door's locked. You're going to answer the questions. You heard what he said there, though. That's already underway. I think we're going to see that. Now, Henry, I want to sit next to one of the bro podcasters, ask a lot of questions of them also. Imagine Joe Rogan in the front. I don't know. That might be a little bit too much with the press secretary.
They would cut him off immediately.
Yeah, that might be. No, I don't mean with KGP. I mean even with the Republican thing. It's going to be interesting. I think it's going to happen. Be watching for that. All right. So we have Thune now as a new GOP leader. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you need to do is just push pound 1210. And we'll get you on board. Hit us on the side question. Give us an underrated villain. Now, we've heard some great ones so far, but put yours in. Don't wait, please, till like 250 or something and you blurt something out. It's hard to make a decision. And give me your reaction to Michael Whatley. Mike Huckabee's coming up, the new ambassador to Israel. Thrilled to bring him to you just after this was announced. And what does he think has happened here with the Trump win? How did it happen? All right. One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. And right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and a lot more. One more thing. This Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com, res-q.com, or call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com and do it today. Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Alina Habba is a person that might be the next press secretary. And I know there's a lot of stuff around that. You heard with Michael Whatley. I'm trying my best. Wouldn't you like to see your talk radio host sitting there in the front row asking questions versus shove over ABC, CBS? Isn't that your seat way in the back? By the way, the room that they do that in is pretty dumpy. I've been there several times. You would not believe, you know, but the big seal and all, it looks all fancy and all. It's tiny, and there's a lot of stuff stored around there. It's just not a great...
Yeah, they don't treat the press well anyway when they're asking questions. Yeah, why would they make the room any nicer?
Yeah, exactly. So... you know, that's where they belong. Put them in the back. I don't know about the podcasters in the front, but that will be interesting stuff. We're going to talk with Governor Mike Huckabee, who's a friend and has come on with us a lot. He's headed to Israel, and they're really going after him. He talks about greater Israel. They don't like that. They want a two-state solution, et cetera, et cetera. And I think he's got a lot to say about the election and how this came down. But the big story breaking is this election of John Thune. Mark is in Conshohocken on Talk Radio 1210. Let me go to Mark. Uh-oh, I can't do that. Oh, there we go. Hey, Mark, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Good.
And Dan and Henry, too.
Thank you.
Dom, it's the old dog with the old tricks again in the Senate. They don't get it. People voted for change, not stiffs.
Yeah, so we're going to have to see. I mean, the first thing is to demand we see who voted for whom. I want to know McCormick as our one shot here. Who did he vote for?
And another thing is, if these guys are doing the state, they're Mitch McConnell clones.
Right. Well, I would say they're as bad as Mitch McConnell, but you're right. They're accolades of his, yes.
So what are they going to do? Okay, so if they act stupid, then what are they going to do? Are they going to take them out or not? Like the House did.
Yeah, well, yeah, in the Senate, they don't seem to do that, Mark, to your point. So we'll wait and see. Who's your underrated
villain? Well, you know what? Well, you know what, then, Don? Not to interrupt you. But then you know what? For those people who don't want to make a change in the future when they're up for re-election.
Exactly.
Don't re-elect them.
I couldn't agree more. That's why we need to press each one of them. How did you vote? Mark, who's your underrated villain?
I don't have one, Dom, to be honest.
It's okay. Thanks for the call, though, Mark. That's fine. All right, we'll get more in the next hour. Mike Huckabee, the new ambassador to Israel, which is a huge spot. He's next. Andy McCarthy at 2. We'll talk with him about his friendship with Pete Hegseth. And why he thinks Hegseth is going to be great in this job. All right, let's talk about my relationship with my dentist, my friend, board-certified prosthodontist, where I get great dental care for the last 10 years, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group in East Norriton. Dr. Bentz says that technology and people needed to do the best and the most precise dental work. That's what is needed. If you want great dental care, we're in a new age here. It's not only the skill, the empathy of the dentist and the staff, it's the backup. And Dr. Bentz, I've told you, all those 10 years has always been cutting edge, like those 3D printers for your teeth. But then he has John, the artisan, who actually makes your teeth along with that, and they can confer. They're not shipping anything out. Everything's in-house here. That gives them the chance to concentrate on you, you know, in lulls during the day, take a look, see this, update. It all gives you the best dental care possible. The on-site lab helps him achieve consistent, efficient results that really will cement your confidence, as mine is every time that I go and see him. From the simplest cleaning, I've talked about some of the tips I've picked up. There is really no place like this. Dr. Bentz and the team at Bentz Dental Group provide solutions to the most complex dental cases. So much so that other dentists routinely send their patients there. Get that initial appointment. Get that initial evaluation. Just call Dr. Bentz's office now, 610-272-6949, or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. Bentz Dental Group, say it with a smile and call them, 610-272-6949.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.